This month on the Exchange Podcast from All Seated.
Hi, I'm Rabindra Rattan, or you can call me Robbie. I'm an associate professor in the Department of Media and Information at Michigan State University, and I have found myself writing a lot about the metaverse these days.
Okay, Robbie, we have a couple quick questions for you, and it'll tell people a little bit about you, potentially, and how you answer it, and it'll give people a little taste of what's to come in the interview we have coming up. So we're ready for the first question. Why is the metaverse inevitable?
The metaverse is inevitable because we humans just can't stop building new stuff. The technology is progressing incrementally, and as we see the potential for the metaverse to emerge, we just run to it because we're like, oh, we don't always stop to ask if we should. We just ask if we can, and we often do.
Yeah, I love a good Ian Malcolm quote. Second question, the best part of the metaverse is, or will be?
The best part of the metaverse will be sharing truly connected moments with your grandkids or your grandparents.
Love it. Multi-generational connection. I mean, that's has yet to really come to be. That's cool. What's missing in all digital communication right now? The way things are right now. What do we need more of?
In response to the first question, what's missing? We can't make babies.
Okay.
In digital environments. I'm not necessarily sure that's what we need more of. What do we need more of? We need more human empathy.
Yeah.
When we interact with people through mediated communication, we're often de-individuated, which means we lose that sense of individual identity. And that is an aspect of our kind of sense of self that allows us to temper some of the things that we are likely to say to a stranger whose feelings we don't care about. So increasing empathy is a good goal.
Yeah. Okay. What would it take for people to want to work in the metaverse? What's missing right now?
To motivate people to work in the metaverse, we need experiences that are seamless and less fatiguing and taxing than we have currently. I can put this headset on and I can spend an entire class period with my students and everyone has a great time, but we are tired afterward. And so these technologies, they're heavy, they strain your eyes. And so I don't think people want to spend that much time in virtual environments, or at least it's a select few. But as augmented reality becomes easier to use, less invasive, easier to kind of jump in and out of, I think it'll be easier to work in the metaverse.
Okay. What's a positive change that could come to the world if there's an increased adoption of the metaverse?
Potentially, we could see an improvement in environmental degradation, so a reduction in climate change caused by travel, in theory, right? If we can truly replace business travel with metaverse technologies, then in theory, that would reduce our carbon footprint. At the same time, you've got to think about net change, right? So we've got to make all these headsets and we've got to, you know, spend all these resources on facilitating the metaverse through server time and mining crypto, if we're still doing that to support the metaverse. And so I would hope there's a net benefit in terms of climate change, but I'm not 100% sure about that.
And the last question, what's your biggest worry when it comes to the metaverse and what it could bring?
My biggest worry relates to privacy. Hmm. The information that the headset collects as you're moving around involves things that are related to your body. Your body is the kind of locus of your health information. And so if you have some sort of underlying health condition or something about yourself that you want to keep private that relates to your body, the headset, or at least the company using that data to allow you to move in the metaverse, might have access to that. So we need strong privacy protections, not just promises from companies, though I believe that most of the big companies really are committed to respecting people's privacy, but still government-supported HIPAA-type regulations for this type of data, I think, is very important.
That's great. Okay. Well, thanks, Robbie. And everyone's going to look forward to in a couple of weeks, so you get to hear your interview. Appreciate it.
Very cool. It's a pleasure and honor to be on with you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Exchange Podcast by All Seated. Do you want to add your take on the conversation? We would love to hear your questions and comments. So please send them to exchange@allseated.com. Also, make sure to subscribe or follow so you don't miss the next valuable episode.